This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last week, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a North Carolina law allowing women a chance to see an ultrasound of their unborn child and to have a waiting period before an abortion. State Attorney General Roy Cooper, considered to be a 2016 Democratic candidate for governor, says his appeal seeks clarity on mixed opinions among U.S. Circuit Court panels on similar topics. States are supposed to be able to impose reasonable restrictions on abortion, but last week's ruling implied that elected officials may not take sides on abortion. When abortion advocates talk about the last remaining Mississippi abortion clinic, they describe a black tarp woven through its wide fence. They admit the impression from outside is like the clinic is caught in a massive garbage bag. Now the operators of the clinic are collaborating with New York designers to change the facade so they can add to the abortion clinic an element of playfulness to an often tense and confrontational zone. Pro-life advocates allude to whitewashed tombs. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice, it's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life. Abortion-friendly media outlets are having to work double time, filtering comments by Pope Francis. Apparently, there is no way to take out of context the Pope's comments over Christmas remembering victims of abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.